Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer need or prayer request, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And let us know what's on your heart today. We'll lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you, knowing that we can indeed bring all of our needs, all of our concerns, all of our cares, all of our hopes before you, knowing that you are ready to hear from us and receive us, ready to move in our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the good work that you do in us and through us. We thank you for the good things that you give to us and the gracious ways you care for us and watch over us. You are a good and mighty God. And we thank you, we praise you, we celebrate you this day, Lord, because of your faithfulness, because you are a good and gracious God, because we know that in all things we can trust in you. And so we praise you, we celebrate you this day, and pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we're in Colossians. Started in Colossians yesterday, verse 2 of chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." And yesterday we talked about what it means to be devoted to prayer. You know, he talked about devote yourselves to prayer. We talked about cars we were devoted to today. And we talked about, that devoting ourselves to prayer is more than just a habit of prayer, but it's being really passionate about prayer. Today we're going to look at the second part of that, where he says, be devoted to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So first is the command of how we're to pray. I mean, being devoted to prayer, the attitude that we should have regarding prayer. The second part is related to what we should pray. What are those things? We've devoted ourselves to prayer, so what are those things that we should be praying about? How do we go about this prayer? And he tells us to be watchful and thankful. That there are two things here, two kind of areas in our lives that we need to pray for. One, the first being watchful. And you think about that is being watchful of what? You know, when we're praying, what are we being watchful of? And I think the answer is that we're being watchful of our lives, watchful of our culture, watchful of the things around us and the things within us as well. Being watchful is just this idea that we have this awareness of what's happening around us. What are the needs of those around us? What are the needs that we have within us? That one of the things that happens when we pray is I think God opens our eyes to see more clearly those things around us. He makes us more watchful. It's one thing to say, well, we should pray for our country. We should. It's important to do that. Pray for our leaders. We're told to do that in the Bible. But when we pray, Lord, just help them to do a good job. Well, we probably can do more than that. And I think what happens is when we begin to pray for our country, we begin to pray for our leaders, what will happen is God will open our eyes to see what things we should be praying for. How should we be praying for them? What are the issues that we really need to be praying on? As we pray for our churches, our pastors, our churches, friends, the more we pray for them, the more God will open our eyes to see what they need to be prayed for. We'll become more aware of their needs. As we pray for ourselves, being watchful over our own lives, being watchful to make sure, you know, we're living in the way that we should. We're doing the things we need to do. We're behaving in the ways we need to behave. God helping us to be watchful over those things. As we pray and ask God to show us and reveal us, he's going to reveal those things to us. He's going to bring those things forward in our lives and help us to be watchful over them, to know, you know, what's going on in my life? Where am I doing well? Where am I maybe heading for trouble? Where are the caution flags in my life that I need to pay attention to, that God's waving for me to see? This idea of being watchful, this idea of being aware of what's happening, what's going on in us, around us, through us, what God is doing. You know, we're giving our attention, we're giving our conscious attention to those things. To be watchful is to look with intent and purpose. God is calling us. Paul is calling us here to be, to look with intent and purpose as we pray. Because as we do, as God shows and reveals things to us, remember, conversation, prayer is conversation. It's not just us talking to God. It's God talking to us. And as we engage God in this conversation, God is going to show us things. He's going to reveal things to us. He's going to make things known to us. He's going to help us understand things. He's going to help us see things that we didn't see before. Put things together. Connect the dots. Have you ever had something going on in your life where you're like, I just don't know why I'm behaving in this way. I don't know why I constantly have this attitude about me. Whether it be an attitude of fear, an attitude of worry, an attitude of doubt, whatever it is. And I know it's there. It always seems to be there. I don't know why, though, and I can't seem to get to the root of it. You know, as we pray over that, God's going to show those things to us. God will reveal those things to us. God will help us come to an understanding of what's happening here. Not just what the attitude is, but what's causing that attitude. And how can we address that? How can we deal with that? This comes from being watchful, with looking with intent and purpose at our lives and at the world around us. So that's kind of the cautionary. That's the one that we look at to say, you know, here's what's going on. Here's what's occurring. It's growing in our awareness of our lives, awareness of our situation, awareness of God, awareness of what God is doing, awareness of how God is working. And as we grow in that awareness of God all around us, that awareness of God working in us and the awareness of God working through us, as we grow in prayer, in that knowledge, I think the second part comes in, being watchful and thankful. We'll also grow in our thankfulness. And I think people who are devoted to prayer end up being really thankful and grateful people. I think people who complain a lot probably don't pray a lot, honestly. Because if they did, why are they complaining? You know, we don't need to complain. We can take it to the Lord. And if we take it to God and God makes us aware of what he's doing and how he's handling it, what we're going to find is we lose our reason to complain. You know, usually we're complaining about something because something isn't the way we want it to be. We take that to the Lord, though. Instead of complaining about why things aren't the way they're supposed to be, instead of complaining about why things aren't going the way that we want them to go, and just kind of complaining to hear ourselves complain, when we take those things to the Lord, he makes us aware what's going on, why these things are occurring. Maybe there's something he's doing in us, something he's trying to teach us. Maybe there's something we're doing that needs to change. But as he brings us awareness of this and brings about change in us, we lose our need to complain. And what happens is we grow in thankfulness. We become thankful for what God's doing. We become thankful for how he's working. We become thankful for how he's moving. Because as we grow in our awareness of God, we're going to grow in our awareness of all the good things he's doing around us. The more we see of God, the more joyful we become, the more grateful we become, the more thankful we become. And I believe that prayer ultimately leads to gratitude. Now, that doesn't mean every prayer, or that we can never have a prayer where we're crying out to God in distress. And the Bible's filled with those. The Psalms are filled with Psalms of people crying out to God in distress, in despair, in need. But what you notice, there's something that happens. If you read through the Psalms, and there's more Psalms of complaint and lament than there are Psalms of praise, you know, which probably reflects our humanity, right? The reality is, though, that there's more Psalms of complaint and lament than there are of praise. More Psalms about people crying out to God because they're in some tough situation in their life than there are just Psalms just straight up praising the Lord. But if you read through them, what happens is in all those Psalms of complaint, except one, Psalm 88, that's the only exception, every other psalm of complaint always ends in praise. It always ends in praise. So they start out by crying, "Where are you, O God? Why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? Where my enemies are surrounding me. They've come against me. My foes are devouring me. Be my strength. Be my shield." They start that way, but by the end, they're like praising God and celebrating him and saying, "Thank you, God, you are mighty and great. You are our salvation. You are our hope. We praise you in the assembly. We praise you in with voice and lift and exalt you because you are our deliverer," or whatever. You know, I'm just paraphrasing here, not giving you any particular psalm. But that's what happens. If you read those psalms of complaint, they always end in praise. Always. Why? Because I think it's just the whole act of prayer. As they're praying out these psalms to God, as they're crying out to him, the natural end result of that prayer is thanksgiving. Because they can see the deliverance of God at hand. Because God is making them aware, watchful, of his work in their life. And as they cry out to God, God is calling back to them and speaking back to them and reminding them of all the ways he's delivered them. And suddenly they're looking and seeing, hey, you know what? God has delivered me. He is faithful. He is strong. And they end up praising. But they end up praising because they're not just complaining. They're praying. They're taking these things to the Lord. Not just griping about it to their friends over dinner. They're taking it to the Lord. And when we take it to the Lord, even when it's a complaint, a need, something like that, as we pray about that, God's going to give us reason for thanksgiving. He's going to give us reason for praise. He's going to give us reason to exalt him and worship him. He's going to make us thankful. Because this is one of the things that prayer reveals in us. Because it shows us the good work of God. It reminds us of the good work he's going to do for us. So we're to devote ourselves in prayer, being watchful and thankful. Watchful over our lives, intently looking with intent and purpose at our lives and at the world around us, the lives of others, at our church family or other family, praying for them with intent and purpose as we're watching over them. God making us aware of how he's working. As we pray, he opens our eyes to see his work, and this naturally flows into thanksgiving. Because when we see God work, we give thanks. Because God's works are always good and always worthy of thanksgiving. So devote yourselves in prayer, being watchful and thankful today, and see the good that God does in you. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. If it is a prayer closet, you got a number of prayer requests, so let's jump right in. First of all, a listener writing in asking for prayer for their car. They were in a wreck, and car was damaged, and so now it's undrivable. So asking for prayer for that car to get fixed, and they're struggling to get around. Lord, we pray for this listener. Pray that you will provide for them, provide the financial means for this car to get fixed, to get repaired. Lord, that they would get it fixed quickly, that you would provide that money for them quickly so that they can get around. In the meantime, we pray that you would provide any alternate transportation that they need, that you would see them through this, Lord, as you provide for them and provide for this need in their life. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Also, another listener writing in, they're having back surgery this morning. A friend of theirs is having back surgery this morning. Very scared. And we want to pray for them. Lord, we lift up this listener as they're having back surgery this morning. Pray for them. Lord, we pray for the surgeons. We pray for the nurses, the anesthesiologists, everyone involved, that you would use them, the gifts, talents, and abilities that you have given to them to bring healing to this person. Lord, we pray that the surgery would be successful. It would resolve all the issues that this person is having, that they would make a full, complete, and quick recovery from this surgery, Lord. But we also pray for peace in their heart. Lord, pray that you would dispel this fear, dispel any anxiety that they have. Lord, that as they go in, that they go in with peace in their heart. Lord, that they be relaxed, not afraid, not scared. But Lord, that you would replace that with your peace that passes all understanding. We pray this in your name. Amen. Another listener wrote in, is concerned, if they lose their food stamps, how they'll make ends meet, and how they'll continue to get food. So let's pray for them. Lord, we pray for this listener as they're concerned over their food stamps. And Lord, we're reminded that, you know, our hope isn't in our jobs and food stamps and anything like that, but in you. You are our provider. And so, Lord, we pray that you will be the provider for this person. We pray that you would banish any anxiety or fear. Remind them that, Lord, you are their provider and that you will indeed provide for them. So, Lord, we pray that, whatever happens with the food stamp issue, Lord, that you would provide for them, provide for their food needs. Lord, amply supply them, that they would not go hungry in any day, but Lord, that they would be amply supplied with all that they need by your gracious hand. And Lord, that they would rest in peace and surety of your faithfulness. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Another question. A listener writes in, I had a miscarriage in November. I am now pregnant again. I'm excited but scared and asking for prayer. Lord, we do lift this listener up to you and we grieve with them over this miscarriage, but Lord, we thank you for this new life that you've given to them. Lord, we understand their concern, but Lord, we pray for this pregnancy. We pray for this baby. Lord, that you would preserve this pregnancy. You would bring this baby to full term. The baby would be born healthy and strong. The pregnancy would go well without any complications, without any setbacks. Lord, we pray that you would banish the fear and the anxiety. Well, certainly understandable, Lord. We pray that you would replace that with your peace as you just reassure this person in their heart of your protection over this this beautiful life that is in them. And Lord, we pray that we will be celebrating in several months the birth of this wonderful child. And we pray this in your holy name. Amen. And lastly, a listener asked for prayer that just to stay focused so they can get everything done they need to get done today and that everyone has a good day. Lord, we pray for this listener and pray that you would grant them that focus they need to get finished all the things that they have, a busy day ahead of them. But Lord, that they would be able to accomplish all that they need to accomplish. And Lord, that you would be with all of the listeners and help them, Lord, through their day. Encourage them through their day. And Lord, to accomplish all the good things that you have set before us to do. And that by your hand, we will do them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. If you have a prayer request, 419-389-0893, you can call that office, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's our office number, and there's always people here who would be happy to pray with you. You can get your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com, and you can always get connected to a live online spiritual coach at our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button, and you'll be connected to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session. God bless everybody. Have a fantastic day. We'll be back on the Prayer Closet tomorrow.